Okay, Pasuk Dal begins, V'idatem ki shilachti aleichem es mitzvah, so you shall know that I've sent aleichem upon you es ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? We'll see that in a moment. L'hiyois brisi es Levi. The mitzvah that my covenant should be with Levi, Omar Hashem Tzivaka. It's Pasuk Hei. Brisi hoise ito. My covenant was with him, ha-chayim v'ha-shalom, life and peace. Ve'etnein loy moira, I've given him fear, vayira eini, and he has feared me. We'll see what this means in a moment. Mibnei shmi nichasu, and because of my name, he has humbled himself. Nichas means, nichas, look at the mitzuda siyarin, ingin pacha. It's another word for fear. It normally means to lower yourself, to humble yourself. So let's read another pasuk vav. Toras emes hoisa b'fiyu, referring to the Kohen. A toras emes was b'fiyu in his mouth. Ve'avlo loy nimsa b'sfasav. B'shaloim uvim yishor halach iti v'rabim heishiv me'avoyin. This refers to Levi. Okay, and then we'll do one more pasuk. Ki sifse choyim yishu midas. V'soyro yivak shum yipiyu. The lips of the Kohen guard knowledge, Torah you will seek from his mouth, ki malach Hashem tzvakesu. Okay, there's a ton of things here that are mentioned, and now we have to go through this very carefully, meticulously, and see what's going on exactly. Starting down with Pasuk Dalet, the Mitzvah David, the first round. Our first machzor to understand this very deep sukkah of Malachi, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk in the Mitzvah David is on page 675. What is the mitzvah? So Rav, the Mitzvah David immediately tells us that the subject of this pasuk is to give honor to Hashem's name. Now notice, there is no mitzvah deraisa. It's not one of the tayag mitzvahs to give honor to Hashem's name. Search the tayag mitzvahs in the Rambam's list, in the Sarsadi Goin's list, in the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, HaSefer Halachos Ketanos, in the Ramban. Okay, there are a whole collection of Rishonim who have attempted to list the 613 mitzvahs. We have a tradition that there are 613 mitzvahs. Okay, list them for me, please. There is no one that will agree what they are. Every one of the people who have attempted to list the 613 mitzvahs have come up with a different list of mitzvahs. Everyone counts differently. And according to every single one of the lists, whether it's Rav Sadia Goin's list, the Rambam's list, the Ramban's list, the list of the Chinuch, the Chay the Chinuch, is also a Rishon. Or the list of the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, Sefer Halachos Ketanos. I guarantee you, you're not going to find on anyone's list the mitzvah, the smag, the Sefer mitzvah, Sefer. I don't think so. It's a Rishon. Rishon is Poland. Poland came about only Achronim lived in Russia.
Was he Rav before the cities before?
Yes, he was in the Reisha Rav was before he went to Reisha. He was a Rav. How could I not know this?
I forgot.
Whatever. There were 21 Rabbanim in Reisha. Reisha existed for how many years? Hundreds of years. The first Rav in Reisha was a Balabas. He was a Balabas. And the last one, there were 21 Rabbanim in Reisha. He was the last one. Now there are almost no Jews in the whole Reisha. I don't know if you think how many, if any Jews at all together. Rezhnov. Alright, whatever. I have a book. They published a book after the war. They have a big, thick book about the history of Reisha. Okay, in any event, over here it says over here in this pasuk. So I told you over here that we have over here the Mani HaMitzvahs. The Mani HaMitzvahs, they count the Tayag Mitzvahs. No one counts among the Tayag Mitzvahs the mitzvah of giving honor to Hashem's name. There's no such thing. So the question is over here, how come then according to the Mitzvah Stavid, over here when it says, you shall know, vidatem ki shilachti aleichem, I have sent upon you es ha-mitzvah hazois, this mitzvah. And the mitzvah here that we are discussing is not even a mitzvah that appears in the minyan of the Tayag mitzvah. So the 613 according to anyone that we know. So what's going on over here? So you see over here something very interesting. You see over here that and Navi is talking. When you talk about a mitzvah doesn't just mean, you know, like talking to a mechanic. It's very disturbing when Rabbanim or Talmidei Chachamim, when they talk about the Torah, it's like you're going to bring your car into a mechanic. What's not working? The headlights, the alternator, the battery, the engine. Yeah, you're right. There are nuts and bolts, there's parts, there are tires, there are chips, and there are this, there's that. But there's more to a car than just the make, model, and you know, the whatever, how many miles per gallon you get on the car. There is the car. The car. When you look at the car, do you like the car? Are you comfortable with the car? Does it give you pleasure? Is it a comfortable ride?
Does it look right?
What?
Does it look nice?
Does your wife like it?
Only if it looks nice.
Nicola, I know someone who got a car. He told me the only thing that counts when you get a car is by my wife, it's the color. There's nothing else that matters. It doesn't matter if it's this car, that car.
I mean, the most important thing is it starts and it stops.
By some people, right? It starts and stops. It gets you where you need to go. There's a lot more to life in a car. A car has thousands of parts. Literally thousands of parts. That's why there's a shortage today of cars. The cars have become a very big problem because of COVID. Every single car, its parts come from all over the world. Wherever you can get this part cheapest, you have 1,000 parts in the car. So where can you get this car the cheapest or the best? This part of the world. Well, it's COVID. And it's COVID, the factory is shut down. Because of this reason, that reason, maybe here in this part of the world it's better, there it's not so good, here it is, whatever it is. When you have 1,000 parts, fine, you have a lot of parts. The parts are the Taryag mitzvahs. But after everything is said and done, what is the product? What is the product that you have in front of you? Does it give you pleasure? Here it's an incredible puzzle. Here we're talking about, I've commanded you this mitzvah. This mitzvah here is not one of the 613 mitzvahs. The mitzvah he's describing is almost a description of the sum total of all the parts together. Are you giving honor to Hashem's name?
In each mitzvah, it would seem, there's that aspect of an inherent benefit.
Correct. But together you create a dynamic that is greater than all the parts together. That's what it says. Vidatem ki shlachti alechem es ha-mitzvah hazayis mitzvah hazayis. Vidatem du lechem asher shlachti alechem es ha-mitzvah hazayis liyos nisanu b'chvoidi. What is the mitzvah? That the mitzvah is you should be careful regarding my honor. As it said before in Pasuk Beis. Im lois sishmu v'im lois sosimu alev v'aseis kovoid lishmi. That's the mitzvah, even though you're not going to find it on the list. You ever go to kindergarten?
You have
the
opposite.
What? That's a loisa say. Here it says a mitzvah, the way the pasuk says is to give honor. You're right. Chilul Hashem is one of the Tanyag mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yevsky is back. He was missing in action yesterday. Everything was okay.
We had a day with
some
family came.
Baruch Hashem. So what is the mitzvah? This is the mitzvah of cover, to give cover. You ever go to high school, you ever go to elementary school? You go on there and they have all these nice charts. Halavai, the adult should know what's on the charts of those posters in elementary school. And some of the schools, some of the elementary classes, they have a chart in the classroom in third grade of all of the Taryag mitzvahs. All 613 mitzvahs. Okay, according to somebody, according to the Rambam, according to the Chinuch, according to the Ramban, according to the Smak, smag, according to somebody, sadigoyim, tayag mitzvahs. You're not going to find this on the tayag mitzvahs, the kavod l'shmi. And yet the Navi calls it, to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'zomach v'adidi, achu l'man tekablu gemul toif. What's the purpose of doing the mitzvah? You should receive reward. To marry, you hear to marry, to receive reward. Liyos miskayim, habris asher karati im shevet Levi, to fulfill the covenant which I have forged with shevet Levi, with Sonu Lamar, im Aharon. So shevet Levi here refers not to Meir, the Levi, Aharon, the Kohen, sorry Meir, im Aharon, what? Shevet Levi. In Aaron, today where I davened, there was no Kohen, there was no Levi. So they gave it to three Yisraelim. In Aaron, them Kohen, what did they do? There was no Kohen, they gave it to three Yisraelim. In Aaron, Reish HaShevet, Ki Imoi Korati Arbris Liyos HaKohuna Lo Ulazari Acharav. Aaron, who's the Reish HaShevet, Ki Imoi Korati Arbris Liyos HaKohuna Lo Ulazari Acharav. Levi refers to Aaron. Don't get confused. Aaron, he is the one, and what is Aaron's main function? Give honor to Hashem. Next pasuk. Page, turn the page to page 877. Pasuk Hey, Beris Sichay Seitol Habris Shaloyah.
It doesn't say anywhere that Hashem has a Beris Aaron. He said that on Pinchas only.
Right, Pinchas. Excellent.
Aaron.
Where does it say? Excellent. Where does it ever say anywhere that Hashem made a Beris with Aaron? It says Hashem made a bris with Pinchas. Hini karati to a bris, as a shalom, whatever it says there.
Hinani
noisim loy as brisi shalom. Pinchas. Where does it say that Hashem made a bris with Aaron? I don't know. So maybe Enochinami. We have this every so often in Tanakh, is that there are things that are not written in the Torah, which we have a tradition that it did occur, and in the Nevi'im, they refer to it. The Nevi'im refer to historical events that are not written explicitly in the Torah. So maybe here, this is such an example. Malachi is saying, in the name of Hashem, that I made a covenant with Aaron. Where does it say in the Torah that Hashem made a covenant? It doesn't say.
Do you mean specifically with Aaron or with the Nevi'im in general?
I don't know. Over
because
here,
no, where you have halavia, the word bris, but in tzave, you have atoha krevi lecha saron lefifa v'zmano v'mitol bnei Yisrael etzan oli aron odom bami.
Does it say the word bris?
No, it doesn't use the word bris.
Bris
right.
Is a reserved term.
But it says that he's appointing.
Right, obviously Hashem recruited them, but the word bris is a reserved word for a unique type of agreement. Avraham made with Avimelech a bris. Hashem made with Avraham a bris.
Well, that's what they say. The reason is that Pinchas, until Pinchas was a Kohen, you would assume he was a Kohen.
No.
Chazal tell us no.
He was not.
He wasn't.
Only
that's
Aaron,
why
right.
He got away with killing Zimri and with Cosby. Because otherwise
he couldn't be a Kohen. Someone
is
a murderer. A person who murders, even by accident, Hoshalot, you can do Bichas Kehanim. You can do it. Right, so but this
he solidified the Kohuna in that family line.
So this idea we have over here is that we have the word bris. Bris is a very powerful word, because a bris means it's irrevocable. A bris is done in there's a certain technique to making a bris. Rashi says you have to take an object, you have to split it into two, you have to walk between it. There's a technical technique how to make a bris. And there are rules, regulations, guidelines of behavior, conduct that is demanded from both parties when you make a bris. Where does it say in the Torah that Hashem forged a covenant with Aaron regarding the Kohuna? Where? Show me. If you can't show me, so if not for this pasuk, you would say it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Aaron is a Kohen. And it is what it is. Whatever the esoteric nuances of the difference between having an agreement with Hashem through a bris, or just an oral agreement, or some other form of agreement, all right, be what it is. Whatever it is, But the dynamics of a bris, it doesn't say. Here, this pasuk is a revelation that there was a bris. It may not be explicit in the Torah, but it may be a tradition that it existed. And this pasuk comes to solidify the fact that there was indeed a covenant, which is a revelation, if this approach is correct, not everything that happened in history is recorded in the Torah. The Torah was extremely selective in what it decided to record in the Torah. But the tradition is there are things that happened. And the things that are not just nice stories. The things that did happen that are not recorded have consequences. Halacha l'maisa ad hayom hazeh, even though it's not necessarily recorded. Okay, I once heard that they had this very fascinating article of Shmuel Rizovsky. What?
It's not a history book.
It's not a history book. And the Torah is extremely exclusive in what it wanted to mention. I read not that long ago, they had a very fascinating article about Shmuel Rizovsky. I never knew anything about Shmuel Rizovsky. He's a very big Rosh Hashanah Eretz Yisrael. I remember the only thing I knew about him is that when I was in high school, they published his Shiurim. And they had it was a multi-volume set of his Chidushei Torah. And I was in the office, in the principal's office, and it was there on the desk. And the Manal said, "This is not for the Talmidim. This is for the Rebbein." This set of Rav Shmuel Rizovsky's Chidushim, it's not for the students to read. It's for the Rebbein. They will use it here to look, have material, what to say in this for their Shiurim. But we don't want the students studying this. We want them to study Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. You have enough what to study. And then, so that's the only memory I ever had. I didn't know anything about him. So I read this very fascinating article about his whole life. And he was a very, they have pictures of him. He was a dashing, very good looking, tall person, looking like a prince. In his prime, mamish looked like, you think you're looking like a prince from some, you know, from England. And he was a big Rosh Hashiva, and he was very, very charismatic, dynamic, was very successful. And his legacy was his shiurim. He prepared night and day and night for his shiurim. And they wrote there in the article that what he did in his shiurim, the preparation, the enormous preparation that he put into the shiur was primarily what not to say. Okay? I struggle here, what to say. He struggled, prepared what not to say. It's a tremendous chokhmah, tzimtzum. That's what Hashem is all about. Hashem is infinite beyond infinite, and the whole world was built upon the principle of she'omar le'olamoy dai. Hashem said when he created the world, dai, enough, enough. Hashem's entire approach to creation is to cut out, to limit, to be mitzamtzim, to only reveal a teeny, teeny fraction. And here, we have just because we, in public and in writing, we diminish, we cut out, doesn't mean there's more. And that's exactly what he's saying over here, is that this dude is a bris, even though we don't have a record of this.
But everybody quotes bris, the pasuk from Pinchas. That's sad.
But that's only by Pinchas.
Yeah, I'm saying, but that's what they're using as
it's an indirect, it's a very indirect thing.
Yeah, all right, but it proves the point that Aaron didn't have the bris, because that's why Pinchas
but he said,
wasn't
right,
Kohen.
But over here, he's saying over here, I gave him brisi hoisa ito. Really? Habrish hoisa li imo. Where does it say that Aaron...
Maybe what the reference is, that since he gave it to Pinchas...
It's a revelation, it must have been a bris also. Yeah, but I'm saying you only...
Going backwards...
It must be the iron also out of this.
When you have your children get a bracha, it reflects on you.
Hopefully.
No. That's what Chazal say in generally anyhow. Okay. That Bein Mizakya Av, but Av can't be Mizakya his son.
Bein Mizak, right, okay.
The Av can't be Mizakya his son.
Right. Father cannot be Mizakya's son. Bein can be Mizakya. That's a very interesting concept. Is that a child, if he does Torah, Mais and Tovim, so his parents in Shemayim, they move up. But if the parents do something, someone loses a child, so is there any chazal that when the parent does a mitzvah, his son in Shaman goes to a higher level? Is it such a principle?
No. No, I mean, I understand.
It's a very why is it that when a child says Kaddish, everyone, a child says Kaddish, when a child says Kaddish, Kadalvi, Kaddash, Meraba, so the parent, he goes whatever, we don't know what this means. There's some benefit that
he's
goes.
Accepting. It's like saying Baruch Dynamics in a way.
Who gets the credit? So when a child says Kaddish, Yid is Kaddish. So somehow, whatever this means, no one knows what this means.
It's hard to brought them up properly, maybe. That's the point. It's a catch 22.
Right. So when you do it, when a child does a mitzvah, when a child davens, leads the service, when a child learns Torah, so he does a mitzvah. So what happens? So the father gets credit. The father's neshama has an aliyah. No one knows what that means. So we have emunah, they go, is there such a thing that when...
And
how many parents are there in this world that never raised their child, never lifted a finger, and the child was born, and the father did everything you can do wrong, the father did. The father was never there, the father abused the child, the father... he abandoned the child was raised by another parent.
The child, who gets the aliyah?
So who gets the aliyah? So then the real father died. You have a situation where the father, the person fathers a child, let's say he never even wanted that the child should come into this world. And he has a child. From day one, he gave up the child, he was adopted. The child now grows up, the child now is 50 years old, and then his father, his real father died. He gets a phone call, guess what? Your real biological father died. I haven't seen him, I never saw my whole life. They ask the rabbi. The rabbi says, say Kaddish. I never saw him one day in my life. I don't know what to tell you. It says in Shulchan Aruch, your father dies, you say Kaddish. I'm assuming that's the halacha, right? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
It's part of the kibbutz because he still brought you into the world.
Brought you into the world by accident.
Whatever it is, but he did.
It was an accident. Okay. So now he brought him into the world and he never saw him one day in his life and now he says Kaddish. And Chazal says that when this child says Kaddish, his father goes, has an aliyah, whatever that means. What is that all about? Why, when this child says Kaddish, does this person who happened to be that he brought him into this world, and he never even saw him, he gave him up for adoption, why does he get an aliyah? I understand if the father went and he paid tuition, and he raised him, and he stayed the whole night with him, and he did this, and he did that, and he cared for him, and he spent the whole day thinking about him, and worrying about him, and doing everything he can possibly do, I understand. But what if Chazal don't differentiate? They don't differentiate. That's his duty. The duty is, this is your biological father, you have an obligation. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan is the other way around, where a child leaves this world prematurely, and the father, and the father doesn't say Kaddish, there's no halacha, It goes to prove the point that there's no halacha for the father to say Kaddish over a child. Okay, there's no halacha. Father does not say Kaddish for a child.
Not even for
Shlosha? No, not even for
Shlosha,
nothing.
Have children, there's somebody that have children.
So then someone else says the Kaddish. I died this whole week by the base of a child who died. Okay, a child died, a teenager died. And who sang Kaddish? The grandfather sang Kaddish. The son davens to the Yomud, and the grandfather says Kaddish. So why does the father say Kaddish? That's the halacha. The halacha is the father doesn't say Kaddish.
His parents.
What? His parents.
Well, his parents.
So why is the father even davening for the Yomud?
His parents are alive.
Why not?
His parents are alive. There's no chiyuv for the parents of the father down for the Yomud.
No, but the Jewish
you can do it. You do whatever you want. It doesn't hurt. To say Kaddish also doesn't hurt. Now, I guess the reason why the father is not saying Kaddish is because the father has parents. Okay, the father, so the minig is that the person has parents, he don't say Kaddish. So he's not going to say Kaddish for his own child. Davening doesn't hurt. But that's the halacha. The halacha is absolutely no chiyuv for the father to say Kaddish to the child. Why is that so? Why is it that a child, when he says Kaddish, it helps the father, but when the other way around, it doesn't do anything?
And how do you know it doesn't do it?
I don't know. The only thing is from halacha, you see that since Chazal did not institute that a father should say Kaddish for his child, he's saying Kaddish to give an aliyah for the neshama.
But you're saying the neshama should have an aliyah, it doesn't mean it will definitely happen.
Well, no one came back to tell us how these things work. I'm sure.
Well, you can't tell God. You can't dictate what God has to do.
All right, let's go on to a different topic. This is not a pleasant topic.
Right.
Let's move ahead.
There's another point that I'm going to raise here. We're talking about the mitzvah hazot.
Yes.
When we go back to Pasuk Aleph, this parak, ve'atun aleichem ha-mitzvah hazot takumanim. We were talking about before about this mitzvah in Lodesh Mubila, and I'm thinking, what is the mitzvah that the Kohanim have? The mitzvah is v'samu et shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. So if atem mechalelim et shmi,
You're saying very good. Excellent. You're embellishing what the Malbum said. The Malbum. You're embellishing them because the Malbum says the Oraisias Birchas Seichem, Birchas Kohanim, and being that Birchas Kohanim, the whole purpose is Visamu Eshemi Al Bnei Yisrael. If you are Mechalel Hashem's name, what kind of name are you going to put on the Jewish people? You only can put on the Jewish people the shame that you're Mechabit. And since you've been Mechalel his name, and according to most of the Farshim, it really continues with the previous Psukim, and the previous Psukim are describing the disgrace that you have, the contempt that you have for the Korbanos, for the offerings of Hashem, so you mechalel Hashem's name, so you mechalel Hashem's name, this shame that you are mechalel, you want to put upon the Jewish people, no thank you. This is not what we're interested in. Excellent. That's what we're saying, very, very good. Now, again, so over here, Pasuk Dal, we're going back to this idea, like we know again, Pasuk, let's go further. 877, Berusi, Asher Chayitza Ito Hoyim Mishneat Stadin. I'm on page 877 in the Mitzvah Stadin, in the very, very bottom. Berisi chayisi toha, berisha chayisi lo imo, hesip lo ha-chay v'ha-shalom, the covenant was with him. I added, chay v'ha-shalom, v'yat name lo imo, yirav ha-yirah egin. What does all of this mean? Ritzayne lo ima. Eis, eile nisatim lo ibavur ha-moira, shohoye b'libo, v'yirah mi-ponai. Aaron ha-koyen, I gave him life and peace. Why? Why was he blessed with life and peace? It's because of the Moira Shehoya Belibo Vayiro Miponai. Aaron HaKohen was a Yorei Shomayim. The Iker is Yira Shomayim. What does it say in last week's parasha? The Ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach Kiim Liyiro Oisai. Okay, the Iker in life is Yira Shamayim. That is the Iker. I know somebody told me he went to a Moshe Feinstein for a bracha. Today, if you go to a rabbi, what do they give you a bracha for? I told this a minute, you go to a rabbi, give me a bracha. So what do they say to you? Gorev Chaim Kanievsky will say, Bohu. Bracha v'hatzlacha. You go to another rabbi, they'll say to you, you should be a Talmud Chacham. Another rabbi will say, you should be very rich. Okay, another one, they'll say you should be matzliach. And how many people do you know? Think about it. You go to them, you have a bracha, and they'll say to you, you should be a yorei shamayim. Do you know anyone that would do that today? Think about it. You go to someone for a great talmud chacham.
That's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said to his talmid.
Halavai, you should be yesidia. So this person told me, he went to Rav Moshe Feinstein with his children, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, he gave him a very serious bracha, they should be Yirei Shamayim. And he said he learned from that, the Ikka bracha, he was very moved by this, that Rav Moshe just, that's what he said. They should be, Hashem should, you know, whatever he said, the exact words, Yirei Shamayim. That's the Iker.
Reishis
Chochem Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov L'chol Oseyem. V'atoy Yisrael Mo Hashem L'kecha Shalom L'chim L'yira Oysa. Or you'll say, I call you the Shemayim Chutz Mi Yira Shemayim.
That's what it means. That's
what does it mean? You have to work on it. You go for a bracha for Yira Shemayim. That's called working on achieving. You need siyata d'shmaya for Yira Shemayim. You need siyata d'shmaya not to be distracted. You need inspiration. You need to learn the right things. You need a lot of help. You need to do your hishtadlus. So getting a bracha is also part of the hishtadlus that you should have Yira Shemayim. Davening that you should have Yira Shemayim is also a part of the hishtadlus to acquire Yira Shemayim. And here it says that the fairishness and tzudis, that is the pasuk. It's telling us that this an incredible pasuk. The pasuk of the Malachi are really, they're mind-boggling, they're eye-opening pasukim. Things that are not very popular in today's society. Today's society, we live in the world of make-believe, the world of fantasy, and everything is just, we just have to follow in this narrative of what's right, what's wrong, and we're afraid to say the truth. I'm talking about the firm world, not talking about the secular world. What's going on in the secular world is a real awakening for us in our little sheltered community. The same way there's a lot of fake news in the Geisha world, there's a lot of fake news in the Torah world. And the same way there's this censoring and this canceling and there is sidelining in the Geisha world, a lot of that goes on amongst us in a very unpleasant way. And Hashem over here, everything that happens in this world, we're very egocentric. Whatever happens in the world, is all for us. It's all an awakening for Klal Yisrael. And if today it's such a big thing, this concept of being censored and losing your freedom of speech and not following the narrative, and people who have other feelings and other sensitivities feel stifled and claustrophobic. That's everything that happens in the world. I have a little coffee. Thank you very, very much.
Just to keep the table.
Thank you very much. Everything that happens in the world is for us. And, you know, people today can't speak out in the Torah world. There are things that are not 100%. Everyone knows certain things in their life, and you hear from people all the time. That's it. You got to follow the party line. You know, it's not a simple thing. It says over here, these type of psukim are not the party line. The reason why he was zoicha to chayim and shalom is because he's a yorei shemayim. That's the ikar. You don't hear that type of talk today. Today it's because this yira shemayim, not because of money, not because of this, not because of that. Bavur Hamoira Shechoya Belibo, he's the real deal. Aaron Akoin is a real Yorei Shemayim. Vayirami Panai. The Chafal Hamilas Lechizatin goes on to give different expressions of Yira Shemayim. Michasu. He learns the very bottom, the very, very bottom of the page, 877. Michasu. Michas means to be humbled, to below, like Tachas. Not the same word. Instead of the nun, put a tav tachas. Hoya hu mispachid. Aaron was afraid. V'nirod, and in different more words. Okay, as if we don't have enough words, the mitzvah embellishes more words of fear. Pachad nirod. Okay, vayechrad Yitzhak chadado gedoyla ad ma'oid. Where do you have a pasuk like that in the whole Torah? It says that Yaakov Avinu, he loved Rachel. He even kissed her. Okay, vayehav Yaakov l'Rachel, vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel. And then he cried. You know the Satna part? My Rebbe once told us, why does it say that he cried? Why did he cry? Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel. And then vayevch. So Rashi says, because he saw Piruach HaKoy, that he's not going to be buried with her. In Satna, they say, my Rebbe, is because... He says because the whole world's going to read what it says. Then Yaakov, he kissed the girl. They're going to ban him. They're going to banish him. Huh? What kind of bach is this? Yaakov, he goes and he kisses the girl. Are you talking? By us, you don't even look at a girl. You don't even see a girl. And Yaakov, he kissed her. Oh, he devolved. So he cried. That before he was engaged, exactly. So they cry. He cried. What is the Velt going to say about me? That's the drush. That's a chassidish of art. But Yira, this is the ikadik over here, is to go back to the part, in other words, it's Bris Chayisolo Yito. Hashem says, I forged the covenant with Aaron. I gave him the ultimate blessing. Hachayim v'hashalom. I gave him life and peace. The et name loy moira.
His two sons died, and how is that peace?
What?
His two sons died, how is that peace?
How is that peace? It. Yes, it's a very
I
good question.
I found the bridge, by the way.
What?
I found the bridge.
Oh, where's the bridge? Yeah.
In the Dota ולוי אמר תומך ומורך לאיש חסידך אשר נשיתו במסע תריבהו אמן מריבה האומר לאביו ולאמו לא ראיתי ותחר ואיתי ופללה בידה כי שמרו אמרתך ובריתך ימסורו יורו שחוק על יעקב ותורתך לישראל ישימו כתורה בעתך וחלילה
פסנג
שאין ידע
לצאת
אוקיי, בנת תקורונה
I gave me the Ketores, it says in the Pasuk.
Yeah.
Stani.
Is it Lama
Gimel? The Zoy Sabroch.
That's Levi.
Okay, excellent. You see our Zoy Sabroch? We have here a Kamosach of stature. No, it's Bris. It says they're Bris. It's referring to selected individuals. Look, when it comes to Shimshon, which Shem was Shimshon from? I forgot already.
Don.
So it says, Lishurasa Kivisi Hashem, referring to one person.
Right.
One person. So certainly referring to a whole segment of the Shevet, the Kohanim. It's not.
Well, this is Moshe.
Yeah.
Moshe, but Moshe is saying, Akhni HaKodesh. Okay, but he's saying, after saying, okay, so it's, but at least it's Chumash, it's a higher level than saying in the Malachi.
Yeah, but it's still Moshe
giving a brach. It's Moshe giving a brach. So what do you find in the historical account of the Jewish people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually went and okay, let's now make a covenant. I hear. Okay, let's go further. So it says now the etnim loy moira. Now you have to appreciate all of this. See, the way the mitzvot of Zohar Tzadik Pasuk, he's saying it. The mitzvah stuff that is taking the pasuk, not literal. It's like what Rashi says kloimar, a kloimar Rashi. This is a ritzoyn loimar. When the mitzvah stuff it says ritzoyn loimar, it's like when Rashi says kloimar. He's doing something a little bit off the beaten track. He's reading the et name loy moira. I gave Aaron moira. The mitzvah stuff is this. Don't translate it literally. I gave this to him because moira, because he Aaron nurtured in his heart fear of Hashem. That's not what it says in the pasuk. That's an embellishment. That you're translating the pasuk in a way that it's not written. It's not written like the pasuk Brisi Chayseito Hachayim VeHashalayim, and then it says the etnim lo mora. I gave him mora. No, that's not what it means according to the mitzvah Ritzon Alaymar. What it really means is Brisi Chayseito the etnim lo Hachayim VeHashalayim. I gave him a blessing of Chayim and Shalom. Why? Mishum, because B'shviel, the Moira Shahaya Baliboy. He's embellishing the translation of the pasuk in a very elaborate way that it does not say. And that certainly is going to be an opening for other commentators to thoroughly disagree with his interpretation. Okay, when you have something like this, with the Mitzvah Stavit, and Mitzvah Stavit is not, he usually doesn't say his own ideas. It's very unique. He doesn't quote anyone, ever. Come on, ever. He just says it the way it is, and what he says is not his own. It's obvious it's not his own. He's quoting from the Rishonim 500 years ago, and he's selected who he liked the best. And you have to always work backwards. What did you just say? You said over Rashi, you said over the Radak, you said over the Targum. Where are you coming from? You know, today you wouldn't get away with that. Today, if someone would write a commentary like this, it wouldn't be accepted. They would say, you just can't write like this. You have to go in our footnotes and tell me exactly where you got this from. You tell me you're quoting things from 500 years ago. I want to see where you're getting it from. Okay, the Malbim is not Malbim. No, Malbim. Whatever I tell you is my pshat. There's no embarrassment. The Barbanel. Oh, I don't. He doesn't suffer. I'm not going to say for fools, but he doesn't have any restrictions. The Mitzvah David is not saying his own chidushim. He's saying from Rishonim 500 years ago, and he doesn't tell you who he gets it from. And he over here has a radical translation of the pasuk. I gave him all of these things because he's a Yorei Shemayim. Go back to the words of Mr. Stavid. Ritzoy Neloimar. Es Eile Nosatim Lo. I gave him these gifts. The gifts of Kahuna. the gift of Chayim, the gift of Shalom. Why? Ba'avur. Because Hamoira Shehoya Bilibo Vayira Miponai. Wow, that's a very liberal way to translate the pasuk. Lahavil Elif Alfei Havdolos. If a constitutional lawyer would go and interpret the constitution or a law, legislative of any state or city in such a way, he'll be thrown off the bench. How you can't go take a law and reread it. This was the intent of the framers. There are limits to how far you can go in such a way.
Well, one second, because he says let them go myra.
No,
right. It's like he gave him myra.
Right.
But he's hitching up bavua myra.
Right. Yes. Exactly what I'm trying to say. He's translating the pasuk in a radical way. He's saying v'et name lo goes back on the beginning of the sentence. I gave him brisi hoisa ito. I made a covenant with Aaron. Hachayim v'hashalom v'et name lo. I gave him life, peace. I gave him brach. Why? Why did I give him all of these blessings? It's because of Moira v'yira eni. It's because Aaron on his own nurtured in his heart yira shamayim. And he acted upon it. He was a Yorish Shemayim. That's why, and it would name Shmi Nichasu, we have really three different levels of Yorish Shemayim. There was Moira, Vayira Eni, he was afraid of me. And with name Shmi Nichasu, he humbled himself because of my name. Three different expressions of Yorish Shemayim. And that is why I brought upon him this incredible blessing. That's not the literal translation of the pasuk, but that's how he interprets it. He's slicing it in a very, very elaborate way. Okay, that's not a literal time here. I mean, that happened. That's my sin, literally, to go and take something like this in the Vim Achorinim and do things like this. But he just appreciated how far he's going in this interpretation to make sense out of it. Pasig Vav, that's why learning Nach is very hard for many people, because this is what goes on all the time. You can, many, more often than not, you cannot read it in order. You never could read. You can never translate a pasuk in the Vim Achorinim in order, in sequence. And even times like this, where the grammar does not fit, no matter how much you want to rearrange the order of the words, it's still not going to help you because the grammar doesn't fit. And the Tameh HaMikra certainly do not fit. So it's very difficult to really have an appreciation of what the Pasuk means, unless you work on it with the Mefarshim. Pasuk Vav, Torah, Lama Torah Im Ha'am, V'loi Nota Miderech Emes, He taught Torah. Aaron was a teacher. Okay, and we have Sham Shmi Fol Hirsch, who spoke this many, many times. A Kohen, what is a Kohen? Kohen is a priest. What does that mean, a priest? What is that Kohen? So there are many translations that Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch says it means a teacher. And that's exactly what the Mitzvah stuff over here says.
Kohenor.
The Kohen's
job is to say Kohenor.
This is how it should be.
Kohenor.
This is how it should be. A decider. Torah, Loma Torah im Ha'am, B'loi Nota Midercha Emes, he taught them Torah and he did not deviate from the truth. The Avla, wrongdoing, Kofal Hadavar B'milo Shoymais, poetic repetition. Holachiti, he went with me, Ritzon Lema Bavur, Mitzvah Yisai, Hoi Roidif Lasai Shalom Bein Abriyois, Ula Hadricham Baderech Mishar, this is his legacy. Oyev Shalom, Roidif Shalom, he taught people how to make peace. He was roidev lasim to make peace between the briyos and to guide them b'derech mishar in the correct way. Everyone knows that the famous mention when Aaron HaKohen died, it says in the Torah the entire Klal Yisrael mourned, with no exception. When Moshe died, only the men mourned, not the women. He was not as popular. Aaron was much more popular. When Aaron died, his coffin was escorted by 80,000 young boys, and their names were Aaron. How do you have 80,000 young men whose names were Aaron? There were 80,000 Shalom Bayis problems in Klal Yisrael. That's a lot. 80,000 couples were not happy with their spouse. 80,000 couples. Could you imagine? And they all were sent. They were sent to Aaron for marriage counseling, and he made peace between them. He prevented their divorce. He made peace between them, and they had a child. And they said, this is your child, Aaron. This is your child, because only because of you we're still married, and we decided to have another child, and therefore we're naming this child after you, after you, Aaron. And these 80,000 young men whose names were Aaron escorted Aaron's coffin to burial, even though we don't know really where he was, a Har Nevoi, whatever it is, but that's what it says. I remember when I was in the rabbi school in the National Council of Young Israel, they had this course where Faskowitz, where is he doing it, where Faskowitz? He was then a young rabbi in Canarsie, and he said he was once in shul, and a shul after shul was a kiddush, and a woman comes up to him holding a baby in front of the whole shul, and she says in front of can you imagine this, a rabbi with a nice beard, a chasher rabbi, a beard, and the whole shul says, Rabbi Faskowitz, I want to tell you something. This is your baby. In front of the whole shul. Remember Edwards? Rabbi, this is your baby. And he told us, oh no, what's going on over here? Oh no, what's this all about over here? So everyone turned, what's going on here? So Rabbi, I was in shul here about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and you were giving a drasha, a passionate drasha, of how we have to have more children. We have to populate the world with holiness. And young couples have to have as many children as they can. And I decided I'm not going to have a child. Another child had already enough. And I heard your drasha and it made a roshim on me. And I decided then, you're right. And because of you, I have this child. It's your child. You're not the father of the child. But it's your child. Okay, Aaron had 80,000 children. 80,000 children. It's only because of him these couples remain married, and they had another child, and they named the child Aaron. See, Mr. Marillis, he asked a very good question. How could you possibly say that Aaron had Chayim and Shalom when he lost two children? How could you say that? Nadav Aviv. How could you accept it? You're not a human being if you could accept it.
But that was part of Vayidom.
Vayidom Aaron. But Aaron's a human being.
He was stifled.
After everything is said and done, all of the Jewish and everything, it's not an answer. Unfortunately, I went to sleep to a base of someone lost a child. Can you imagine? It was just turned 18 years old. And what are you going to say? I told someone, you know, people, they come to a base of tragedy, they say there are no words. In this situation, there are no words to
right.
say there are no words.
Right.
Saying there are no words, that's also no good. There are no words to say that there are no words. Such tragedy. Mm. And the 18-year-old, I mean, I'm not going to go into, like, it's beyond belief. Yeah, the whole thing is just...
That's why it's very interesting what the Abarbanel says in last week's parsha. He says that what he says is, I put, you know, about the eagle, I prayed for Aaron, but I wasn't, you know, for you I saved you as a nation, but I wasn't successful for Aaron. He had to go and he lost two sons.
Moshe was able to save the whole Klal Yisrael, but he wasn't able to save his own children.
Aaron.
His own nephews.
That's what he says.
Vayidom Aaron, no, I don't know. After everything's said and done, so Mr. Marillis asked a very powerful question. How can the pasuk over here say that Hashem gave Aaron the bracha?
He was speechless. That's really what it came to. Not that he was swelled. He just had no idea what. He just didn't know what to say. He was so overcome with grief. He just had nothing to say. He couldn't deal with it.
But the question is, how could the pasuk here say that he was blessed with life and with peace when his own two children in the prime of their life, who were slated to be literally the Gedolei Hadar, died just like that?
Well, that's what the Mepharshim say, that who went up with Aaron to the Har Elazar, and he dressed him in his regalia, and that was a big comfort for him.
Yeah, it was
his son taking over.
Right, it was a comfort, but it doesn't answer the question.
All right, see, he was. That's why Aaron was who he was. He was. I mean, we can't imagine the belief the emuna that he had was staggering.
The human condition does not allow. I understand what you're saying. But they're people. The Torah, the fact that the Torah presents it in the Torah allows us to relate to them as human beings. So,
they still have human compassion, but they are anavis on another level of emunah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you have.
I know,
to
but
think.
These are all answers.
Have to have that thought process.
Is there anyone to answer this question? Or
no, so only point I want to make is. Is there anyone else in the entire Tanakh, in the Ishei HaTanakh, take out the encyclopedia, the Ishei HaTanakh, everyone knows what that is. Is there anyone in the entire Ishei HaTanakh that you find such a thing, that when they died, there were 80,000 people escorting them to burial, who were all considered literally his children? Do you know anyone who had 80,000 children? Is there anyone that has 80,000?
No,
and like the Svardim, you know, they name juniors. Svardim, they don't do their own children, grandchildren. By the Svardim, the greatest nachas you can possibly have is have a grandchild, and they name the grandchild after you with your name Bechayev. That's what they do by the Svardim.
You say if you went to Monroe and you say, we stand up,
the whole place. You name okay, but the Sadr Rebbe didn't have 80,000 people taking him to. So, yeah, but the B'shas Maisa when he in his lifetime. So, Mr. Merulis, it's not an answer to your question. It's not an answer to your question, but it's interesting how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lost two children, and when he died, he had 80,000 children that were only a product of his efforts. You don't find it by anyone, not even close. 80,000 people could say, these are my children. There's this clip, I saw it probably 3 years ago, and they keep on replaying it, because obviously the same effect it had on me, it had on many, many people, what's it called? The organization that helps fertility.
Ula.
What?
Ula?
No.
Just one life.
Bunning.
What's it called?
Just one life.
Not just one life. The other one. What's it called? They're all interconnected.
Bunny Ayla.
So about 2-3 years ago, the founders. Bunny Ayla is a couple, a young couple. I mean, now they're a little bit. Boy, the oil of not so young anymore, but
the pomegranate.
What?
The pomegranate.
I'm not sure. No, I think.
His
dad
supports him.
Yeah, his money supports him. So there's this couple, and they had a major fundraising event. They always had major fundraising. They had these big banners all over the place of children. And last fundraising event, not this one. It wasn't last year. I think it was 2 years ago. They had a major, major fundraising event, and they interviewed them, and they showed these clips, and he describes when they went to the doctor, doctor after doctor after doctor. They finally broke it down to them. After everything said and done, it's impossible. Al derech hateva, it is impossible for you to have children. And he describes his ride home in the car. He was in a daze, total daze, and his wife was sitting next to him, and she says, he's in Shlomo, is that the same matter? Now's the time. Time for what? It's time for us to help other people. Through our experience, we learned everything there is to know about this. It did not work out for us, but it can certainly work out for other people. We have to now devote ourselves to helping other people who could be helped. And they started Bani Olam, v'chulu v'chulu. Okay, that was his description. But then they showed the dinner, they honored them. I get emotional talking about this. And there were two children. They were already like teenagers. Brother and sister. Adorable, very, you know. These are products of this couple. These are one of, I don't know the numbers, hundreds, I don't know what the numbers are, literally people who would not have been brought into this world if not for the efforts of this couple, and they presented him an award.
boy and girl. Okay, like you know, in this Haredi world, you don't have a girl right now. It couldn't care less. They did it the way they should. The boy spoke, the girl spoke, the boy spoke. They did it together. Brother, sister. They were very eloquent. They present themselves with nobility and chashivas. And they read their script. And then they presented the award and the couple came up. It was mind-boggling. And the man, he embraced the boy and his wife embraced the girl. And they play this clip over and over again because even though, you know, all now, two, 3 years later, they're still playing that clip because they cannot match the power of that presentation. And that's an amazing thing. These are his children. They're his children, literally. Aaron had 80,000 of those. 80,000 of those. And on the one hand, Aaron lost Nadav Aviv. And Chazal said, Yom HaKippurim, every person is obligated to cry for Nadav Aviv. Now, this is a big time. How could you cry for someone who died 3,000 years ago? You'd have no clue. Obviously, what it means is the Nadav Aviv of our generation. There are people, Rahman al-Tzlan, who died prematurely in front of us, in this generation, who we do know about. Those are the modern day Nadav Avivs. So Aaron, he suffered tragedy that's not even possible to fathom. But yet, look at the bracha that Hashem gave him. Hashem gave him the koichos to embrace his mission of shalom, of shalom bayis, to bring about 80,000 new human beings in this world that otherwise would never have been born. Who else did Hashem give such bracha to in Tanakh? I don't know anyone else. I never heard of anything else. So read this pasuk, and it says over here, "Brisi haisa ito, ha'chayim v'ha'shalom." So indeed, it's not taking away from the tragedy, but Hashem did give him a bracha of chayim, 80,000 children. Is that not chayim? If that's not chayim, then what is chayim? The hashalom, the koyach of making shalom. So this zel umazeh, Nadav Aviv, the suffering was beyond belief, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he handled it in the most dignified way, vayidim aron, whatever that means. But obviously his success in dealing with his matzav was rewarded, as the pasuk here says, because of his yirah shamayim with hachayim v'hashalayim in a way that's beyond comprehension. Let's go back and finish up over here. The mitzvah started.
Yeah, he didn't really, you know, I mean, that's why the Rambam says also, not very a lot on the street, but, you know, that he explains that thing. Don't we know Aaron was his brother? Why does he have to say Aaron and Pifa? That's what his brother told Moshe. Moshe didn't know what to say to Aaron. He said, you will have to speak to him because he's having difficulty accepting what was going on.
Absolutely.
And he said, you're his brother. Who else can talk to him but you? And that's how he translates the process. Aaron, it's time you explain to him. Give him a little nechama.
Absolutely.
Rabbi Link,
yes.
This bracha that we're talking about, this bris, it continues in the sense, unfortunately, ad hayom hazeh, we see that families that were impacted by terrorist murders, they take, some of them are able to take that moment.
Right.
Form organizations that help hundreds of thousands of other families to continue on. So you're really bringing out something so beautiful, how such a tragedy can bring chayim and shalom to the world and to other people.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's whatever. Let's go further. Pasuk. Let's go further in the mitzvahs. Then finish up on the year. He taught halach iti of avla. The halach iti. We tell the lemar Bavur mitzvaysai hayeroidev lasay shalom in abriyas lahar abricham bedech nishar. Because of my mitzvahs, he pursued to make peace in abriyas liberty. But I'm alidei toy choysav musa. Through Musar, he was able to bring back people not to prevent them from doing the sins that they planned to do. Now, I don't know if you know what's going on in this world about it. I'll tell you one of the differences, I'll tell you just a little bit in a moment. Pasuk Zayin, Kisiv Sechayin, Ritzon Elaymar, Hinei Kol Zer Roy L'chol Chayin. Oh, so he says this idea, Aaron is the model, is Roy for every Chayin, Kisiv Sechayin, Ruuyim sheyishmelu es hadas the davar bam to speak in the words of. And on the next page 879, page mitzvahs. Sorry, mitzvahs David, page 879, next page. 879 on the bottom pasuk zayin, pasuk by the very bottom. Ki sifse chayim mitzvah loymar hinei kol zeh roy lechol chayim ki sifse chayim ruuyim sheyishmelu es hadas the davar bam. It is the correct thing for a chayim to speak in words of Torah. It is proper that the Klal Yisrael should seek out words from Yipiyu, v'shulchu yilamdein, and he should teach them. Ki malach, ki hu shalucha shel mokayim, a Kohen is an agent of Hashem, l'hoyroysem, to teach them haderech hayoshah, the proper way, chemosh ne'mar, u'lelevi amar, yoyru mishpatech liyakov, he will teach, they will teach mishpatech, your teachings to the Jewish people. And notice here in this pasuk, it's a two-way street. It says over that it's proper, number one, that the Kohen should teach, and it's proper that the people should want to be taught. They shall seek out. The worst thing is to try to teach people don't want to hear. If someone doesn't want to hear, if you try to teach people something they don't want to hear, it's nonsense. You stop a person on the street, you have the most magnificent Divar Torah, and you stop a person on the street, and he's running to get somewhere. He wants to go somewhere. He's not in a frame of mind to listen. The people who you're speaking to have to be in the frame of mind. The only time it's proper for the Kohen to speak Yishmelu Das is only, it's not exactly what it says in the pasuk, but I'm trying to say a drush over here is, Kisiv Sechon Yishmelu Das, they guard knowledge, which he says over here means to Sladaber Bom, to guard knowledge, only when Visara Yivakshu Mipiyu. If the people don't want to hear it, it's not going to work.
Okay, but this is the teaching role, is it not?
Well, when you're dealing with students, they don't have a choice. You put them in a classroom, you lock the door. You're dealing with adults.
But here, it's one of them, Yivakshu.
They see, they're seeking the Mivakshu.
You're necessarily talking about teaching children.
Right, teaching adults.
The teaching also, right. When approached for a
question, yeah.
Or any
anything, any halachic teaching, or any matter of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says here, v'sara yivakshu mipi. There's a principle over here. You don't have this principle often, where most of the Nevi'im Achrayim, we talk about Nevi'im, they're just talking. And you don't ever hear this idea, the people should be mevakish. You see a mevakish. Now they talk about in Shidduchim. Tell me about this boy. He's a mevakish. He's a mevakish. These code words. Yes, simcha sachayim. Simcha sachayim, and he's a mevakish Hashem, and you know all these standard cliches. Okay, these ladies claim we have nothing else to say. You say he does chesed, and he has simcha sachayim, and he's a mevakish Hashem. Does he come early to davening? Not sure exactly, but he's a mevakesh Hashem. He's mevakesh.
He's still looking.
does he come to stay there? Does he come to stay there on time? I don't know, but he's a brilliant mind. Brilliant mind. He knows how to learn. Yeah, I know he knows how to learn, but does he learn? I know he knows how to learn, but does he learn? Okay, where's the beef? Exactly. So these are nice, but here this is a very unique puzzle. The puzzle says, it says he, that the tzibur, here he's presenting the Kohen in a different light. The Kohen can only be as good as the people whom he is instructing. You cannot be successful in a place where they do not want you to succeed. This is a rule of life. You want to be a rabbi in a shul, and the shul wants, and you're on the borderline of the balabatim voting you out, throwing you out. No matter how charismatic, dynamic, and how beloved you are in the world, if the people who you're working for do not want you to succeed, you're dead in the water. There's no such thing. You're only as good as what the people want. The people are mavakshim, you'll be successful. There's this fellow.
The Gemara turns this around, and it says if the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem Tzimokos,
that will get to the Gemara. Right, we'll get that. We'll come to all that. Yeah, that's the Mamar Chazal. We'll come to all that. There's a Malach, the end of a Malach. There's a lot of beautiful things. Remember that this concept of being mavakish. And I'll give you an example. Today there's a person, today on all that, there's a person who has become a rock star. His name is Cerulli Borenstein. He lives in Lakewood. I think he's supposed to be a big gavir. He's a balabas, and he gives a daf yomi shir, and his daf yomi shir has taken on a life of its own. And he's extremely popular. He has these fans. He has these groupies. Groupies, fans, very chashuva people. And so I asked someone to explain to me, tell me, prove to me, what's his success? Prove to me he's so successful. And he says something which really totally left me speechless. Because unfortunately, I have like a little bit of appreciation. He said, like, he basically said to tell me, you give a shir once in a while? Yeah, once in a while. I said, tell me, if you come a few minutes late, do the people get annoyed? I says, yes, they get annoyed. They get annoyed if you come late. It's not right. If you give a shir, you know, be responsible. You come on time. They get annoyed. If you go over time, I said sometimes. Do they get in the air? They get annoyed. It's not right. You have to start on time, end on time. Well, let me tell you about Cerulli Borenstein. He gives a shir. He has a say there. But sometimes he just decides out of the blue, Erev Shabbos. You know, the only time you can give a shir is 4 o'clock Erev Shabbos. So he sends out an email. I'm giving a shir today at 4 o'clock Erev Shabbos. 4 in the afternoon. 4 o'clock. 100 people are there. He decides, Mitzvah Shabbos, okay, you know, we'll give the shir tonight at 9:45. 100 people are there. Yes. Normally he gives shir, tonight I can't do that this time, I have to go. So we'll give the shir 45 minutes later or 45 minutes earlier. They come. No complaints, no tiredness, no nothing. Wow. Really? You can do that? You like him so much. You're so taken in by him where he can do it. He can, in Zaman, today I'm going to come a half an hour later. You'll all come. You'll all be there. You'll stay for the whole show. You'll rearrange your schedule on the fly. These are very chashuv people who come. They're very busy people. These are like, you know, big askanim, big businessmen, very wealthy people, and rashivas. I know certain rashiva goes to him every single day. Big rashiva goes to him every single day. That is success. That is success. If you can have a person with people, yivakshu v'tzorah, yivakshu l'piyu, where he can just, I'm giving a shir right now, and everyone shows up on the spot, and if he comes, like, it's not a big deal. It's not a bad. Obviously, you have an achrayis, obviously, mitzad yourself, you know, to be on time, this and that, but things happen. That goes to show it's a whole different league. It's a whole different dynamic of Torah, yivakshu mipiyu. If you're a mavakish, I want to hear what you have to say about the suya. I want to hear how you explain the daf. There's something special about the way you explain the daf that gives me chiyus. Incredible. That's the real deal. That is what gives you success. The more the people want you to succeed, the more you will succeed. I'll tell you something very controversial. I'm not going to tell you who actually said this, because that's the Lashon Hara. Maybe it is, maybe not. But you can figure this out. But there's a certain person who was controversial in Klal Yisrael. We'll figure this out in a second. And there was another person who really didn't like this person. Really, really didn't like this very successful mayor. So he knows what I'm talking about. There was a person that was very successful in Klal Yisrael, and there was another person. His last name begins with the letter Shin.
Yeah.
Okay. Who did not like this person at all? And in fact, he caused him significant damage in his success. And they said to him, what are you talking about? This person that you don't like is a Baal Mefes. He does miracles, literally. And I'll prove it to you. I will prove to you literally dozens of miracles. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. And he says something very powerful, which resonates with me, and it's definitely true. This pasuk really reveals. He says to him, if your followers want you to succeed, the more followers you have and the more they are driven that their leader should succeed, it can create a koyach in this world where that person can do miracles. Literally. And he said, if I take a piece of wood, and everyone in a community literally is brainwashed to believe that this piece of wood can do miracles, it will do miracles. The piece of wood will take on miraculous properties to a certain degree. There's a mitzvah. There is such a koyach in nature. Now you'll tell me, is this natural? Is it supernatural? I don't know. But it's definitely true. If you have a leader, and the people are driven that their leader should succeed, the leader will succeed. The leader will be given siyata d'shmaya to do things that are.
Apropos.
Are very successful. The koyach of a leader is in the followers. If you have a leader and the followers, they don't like him. He forced his way in. He cheated. He got his way in. You have a dictator in a country where the whole country hates his guts. Somehow he's able to maintain his power. That leader is not going to succeed. He's not going to succeed. If the people don't want you to succeed, you will not succeed. If they want you to succeed, you will succeed. Our own success was they wanted him to succeed. We want to hear, we want you to succeed. We want to hear what you have to say. That opens up in our own a channel of siyata d'shmaya to be able to deliver the goods. And part of our own success was oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Aaron was very different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu, he took a stick and he banged the stick over their head. Shimuno Hamoirim, listen to me, you rebellious people. Moshe Rabbeinu was always knocking them on the head. He was always screaming at them and telling them Musar. And that to a degree, I mean, after Moshe was the Eved Hashem. The dynamic is not. Aaron's leadership was not a leadership where he said to the people, Shimuno Hamoirim. He never said those words to them. Aaron, he was Oyev Sholem, Beroidev Sholem. He had groupies. He had groupies. He had fans. On his Facebook page, there were no thumbs down. Everyone was a thumb up. The pasuk says, Visoyra Yivakshu Mipiyu. Were Klal Yisrael, did they say this about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe was the noise in that Torah. Moshe was Klal Yisrael the Torah. What happened after Matan Torah? Kitinok habareach mibeis ha-sefer. Okay, that's what it says about Moshe. The day after Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, Moshe brought down the Torah, Hashem spoke to them the first two dibros, Moshe gave them the last eight dibros, and he gave them a summary of the Torah, and then what happened? Kitinok habareach mibeis ha-sefer. Aaron, it says, Visoira Yivakshu Mipiu. They came running to hear more and more and more. Encore. We want more. They weren't going anywhere. Like a drive-in movie. You have another movie to show us in the parking lot. It's not over. We'll stay here another whole night. We'll watch more movies the whole night. It was a very different type of leadership. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that Klal Yisrael needs both. They need the balance. They need the balance of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shimuno Hamoirim. And that created Kitinu Kaboreach Mibeis HaSefer. But they needed the balance of a person who also guided them, Visoira Yivakshu Mipihu. You need both. Each one has its smileless and chesroiness. And it's the combination of both together which creates a total package that brings success. All right, so we're going to stop over here.
Today, yeah. The yard side of three people who emulate
them. Yeah, three people's yard side. Who, yeah?
All relatives of mine, cousins. One is the Tusher Rebbe.
Tusher Rebbe.
Who had thousands, tens of thousands of followers who...
Goobies. Yeah, goobies, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Shemazim Svarim, yeah, something was okay. There. The other one, his name is Mishum Faisher Abraham Marcha. The second part is Shmuel Tzvi Abraham Abish Horowitz, the speaker Rebbe from Williamsburg.
Oh, the speaker Rebbe. It's tonight's yard side. Right, tonight. No, that's tonight.
This is yard side. And the third one is Rab David Rab Nachum Shadiker from Yerushalayim, who was the Rebbe of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who they published a Sefer of Mida. Of his Kiddushim, there was a place in Yerushalayim in the 40s, 30s that I think he passed as like Rav Chaim Noah, except Chaim as
Erev Halim Chaim Noah. Rabbi Yashiv was the God of Hadar. He said, with Shiurim, I don't want to hear any confusion. The bottom line is, Rav Chaim Noah Shiurim is the bottom line, is the Psak Halach of a Klal Yisrael, less than the Poly. 3 ounces is a Revius. Don't confuse me with all these little dots and things that come after the dots. Kazayis is 1 foot ounce. Okay, we'll stop over and take a short break. Afterwards, I want to talk about the mitzvah in this week's parish of Aliyah L'Regel. At the end of this week's parish of the mitzvah of Shalosh Pam Bashana Yere called Zechur Chaspinesh and Lotecha and Mokmash and Yivchor, Mechag HaMatzos, Mechag HaSukos, Mechag HaShavuos. We have a very good mitzvah in this week's parish. And does it apply Bizman Hazeh? The mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel and all of the related halachas, and we come back in a few moments. Hello.